All right, let's do pick your poison.
Okay.
Owings.
Yeah.
Would you rather write a death threat to the president and mail it to the White House with your return address?
Oh, boy.
Or be forced to remove your pants before sitting down every time?
Every time? Forever?
Yeah.
You can make it your thing, though. You can make it like cool underwear.
Oh, you got to pull away pants.
Kind of like the Vanna White of underwear.
That's what true.
Be such a spectacle.
That's true. I mean, I guess if I get to leave my underwear on, yeah, I could have cool underwear. Yeah, I guess I'd do that. I don't really want to go to prison forever. I don't know what the prison sentence is for mailing a death threat, but I'd
rather
not. I mean,
now, can they even keep up?
Well, that's true. I might be put into queue for the next 50 years,
yeah,
like,
right?
Awaiting that trial.
Yeah.
All the courts are so
nobody likes anybody.
Now. Everyone's indicted.
Maitland, would you rather be hungover for the rest of your life or die in 2035?
Probably just die 2035.
Really?
Man.
Yeah.
You'd be fine with 12 more years as opposed to 60?
Yeah.
How bad of a hangover are we talking? One that kind of fades by noon? Or are you...
But it's the rest of your life. It doesn't fade.
Yeah, I'm dead.
So it's
yeah.
Okay. So I was thinking you would just have it every day, but at some point it would kind of fade away.
You're telling me I have to be hungover and still pay my student loans? No, we're dying. We're done.
If you knew you were dying in 2035, would you default those like crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Run up so much.
Oh, all of it.
Do you have a lot? I mean,
compared to maybe some other people, not as much, but a lot for me.
Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah. Steve, would you rather be unable to pee without someone looking into your eyes or wear a ball gag for the next week?
So the pee thing is forever?
Seems like it, yeah.
I'll do the ball gag.
Okay, pee, thing for,
one week?
Pee yeah. thing for a month or ball gag for a week?
Pee thing for a month, I guess.
Really?
I don't have that. Like, I'm not pee nervous.
Even if you needed someone to stare into your eyes?
It honestly wouldn't bother me. I mean, it wouldn't be the
what
most.
What if you're someplace
it
where
be
you didn't?
The most comfortable thing in the world.
Who would you ask?
Hot Wings.
That was quick.
Yeah.
I mean,
congratulations, Hot Wings.
I'd do it.
I'm
I'd
fine losing
it.
This championship. Who's second? Kelly or Maitland?
No, you.
I've expressly said I don't want to do it.
Well, it doesn't matter. You don't have a choice in the matter.
You'd be surprised. I'll close my eyes. You'll be just about to have it come out, and I'll close my eyes, and it'll be stuck mid-wee.
Oh, that'd be painful.
Yeah, you won't like that at all.
No,
nobody likes to cut it off.
No, that's awful.
Kelly.
Yep.
Would you rather have triplets with someone you only met once?
Nope.
You know, like some old bang partner, you just find out that they got pregnant.
No.
Or show up at a friend's wedding wearing only a purple thong.
I'm going to show up at a friend's wedding wearing only a purple thong.
Kind of seems on brand.
You probably have at least one friend that would make sense.
I know. I mean, somewhere. That thong is temporary. Those triplets are forever.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Like diamonds.
Yeah.
Hot Wings?
Yeah.
Let's see. This one's very simple. I think it's easy. Never be able to have sex again without a condom. Or have porn audio as your ringtone, but it's never the same porno, and you can't silence it.
Oh.
You could just pick up the phone.
Yeah, I just do play porn right sounds. Yeah, I mean, I just pick it up.
I think that's fair.
You know, I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world to have sex with a condom, but it gets more and more worse the older you get.
What if you lost your phone and somebody was like, oh, let me help you. I'll call it.
Oh, that would be bad.
You just had to follow the porn sounds.
I would just never tell anybody that I lost it.
Yeah. You'd just be like, time to buy a new one.
I mean, unless it was like a buddy, they would laugh.
Maitland.
Yeah.
Would you rather precede your name with the real every time you say it the rest of your life?
Oh.
Or for 1 year, every time you see a dog pooping, you have to poop next to it, then yell at the owner, hey, you didn't pick this up!
I'm going to go with the real.
You're going to do that?
Yeah.
I think that would really fit for you.
Who wouldn't do that one? I'd much rather be the real Maitland than
right?
have to squat every time I saw a dog poo.
Yeah, even without the second part of yelling at the owner. Because now you're just a bona fide crazy person. Yes. Like, that's enough crazy that people would stop being mad at you and go from mad at you to, oh, that person's really broken. You know what I mean? Like, there's a light level of crazy and people are like, I hate you. You're inconvenient. But then if you get crazy enough, it turns to sympathy. And I don't think that's going to be a great feeling.
I always cringe, though, whenever I see somebody on Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and their username is the real and then their actual name. It's one thing if you're someone.
Like, if you're famous.
Yeah, like I think Trump's is like real Donald Trump or the real Donald.
Yeah, that like those make sense.
That kind of makes sense because he's a president, celebrity, whatever. But when it's just like the real Joe Smith, you're not anyone.
Yeah, you're just one of four billion.
No one's imitating you.
He's the only one that matters.
Yeah.
Steve, would you rather attempt to break dance every time you meet someone new out of nerves?
Yes.
Or find a video of your parents on a BDSM porn site?
Oh, I would absolutely break dance whenever I met somebody new. That'd be so much fun.
How lame would the porn site have to be before you'd want to see your parents' video on it?
Pretty bad.
So like not BDSM, but like, is there like lower levels of porn where it was just like clothes on, but you know they're doing it?
Well, yeah, it's like because you got
dryhumpingparents.com.
Like, divorcedparentsbdsm.com.
Okay, yeah, that's still in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going breakdancing though.
Okay.
Because I would eventually get pretty good at it.
You'd think, yeah.
And then it would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, hey, have you met Steve? I do like pop and lock or whatever.
The next thing you know, you're doing the worm.
Kelly, choose wisely. Only be able to eat things you find in public trash cans.
All right.
The rest of your life.
Okay.
Or for 1 week, offer face parties to the fifth person you see every day.
Just offer them?
Well, and if they take them, you can't just be like, psych, ha-ha.
2, 3, 4. There's 4 people in here. Chances are it'd be a coworker. I'll go with that one.
Yeah, very sincere.
Oh, but didn't you already see Ross today?
Ooh,
oh,
no.
Boy.
Oh, God. It's me. One of you.
He has to say Hot Wings is the last one in.
Yeah. Hey, Hot Wings.
No, thanks.
Thank you.
What if you did that and it happened and then you saw us all waiting in the hallway trying to push each other in? I'm not going in next. No way. Like 3 people come in. You've already seen Ross. And
you can just say no.
We're just finding co-work. I don't even want to have that conversation.
Guys, you can come in.
Kelly, we've talked about this.
None of us want that.
Until you're blindfolded. Can't happen.
Maitland, would you rather have taste buds in your butt or get a new cold sore on your mouth every Monday?
Oh, cold sore.
You ever had a cold sore?
No. I've had canker sores.
Yeah, those are awful.
I assume they're similar.
I think so. I've never had a cold sore. I'm a canker. I'm team canker.
Mm-hmm. Canker's on the inside of your mouth. Cold sores are on your lip.
Cold sores are for dirty people with herpes.
Yeah. That's why Maitland and I are just canker team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have a cold
sore. We're not dirty herpes people.
Yeah, I've never had a single herp.
No. Not even one.
Not even a singular herp.
Nope.
Much less the plural herpes. Steve, you got any herp?
Yeah. Yeah, all the time.
All
that's
the herp.
A surprise again.
Yeah. Any herp?
They're everywhere.
That's one of his breakdancing moves.
The herp. Yeah.
It's just really itchy. And...
Steve, would you rather accidentally, no determination here, how you would have gotten it or how you became a carrier, not a character or a carrot, as I nearly said those 2 times.
Okay.
Accidentally give Annette an STD, even though you don't test positive for it and you didn't do anything inappropriate, but you'd have to explain to her, hey, I don't know how you got it. It's
right,
weird.
Yeah.
Knowingly eat a salad covered in poison ivy.
Oh, my God.
I guess the poison ivy salad, that's probably going to go away after
extreme pain for like a couple of days,
I think I take some ointments, lady, because I'm not eating poison ivy. No thanks. Oh boy, it could kill you.
Can it?
Yes.
So eating poison ivy, really?
Well, yeah, I just assume you get to pick one of the lesser ones that you clear up with a cream.
Well, HPV or something.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Clear up with a cream.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
is this a clear up with a cream STD, or is this one of the biggies you got to tell people about?
People don't die from gonorrhea anymore or syphilis.
No, those were the days.
Take some sort of a steroid or something and you're fine. I don't know.
Like one more. Days. Who wants it? Call for it.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Hot Wings, would you rather make out with someone who hasn't brushed their teeth in 2 months?
Well, that's a long time.
And even before that, they had very spotty oral hygiene.
Clearly.
Or train daily until you can stick your fist in your keister.
One is gross. One gives you pleasure.
Yeah.
You determine which one is which.
One is a much better party trick. But I think I would go ahead and make out with the person who hasn't brushed their teeth.
Just once?
Yeah, but it's like a heavy makeout session.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 25 minutes where you think it's going to go to maybe third base and then it doesn't.
Eventually,
so you've just made out for blue ball reasons.
I mean, after the first couple of minutes, that taste is just going to morph with your own and eventually it'll just be one gross stew. I'd rather that, though, than have to shank my own beehole.
That'd be actually very difficult.
Yeah.
To sit on your own?
The angle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be hard.
Just that alone. But also, that's too big. Like, I'm making a fist right now, and that's too much. I don't want that.
Yeah. I agree.
That's too stretched out.
Do you think everybody at home is looking at their fists, too? Because everybody in here is holding it up and rotating it. Like, oh, yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah, sometimes, it's a good reminder. Like, am I making the right choice for this implausible scenario? Yes, because that fist is too big for my bee.
Yeah.
I think you have to start it like a sock puppet.
Well, you would. I mean, you definitely have to start with a finger at a time. Yeah, definitely.
Like a sock puppet that's not talking.
Well, now I'm looking at my sock puppet hand, and it seems doable now.
It's how Sherry Lewis got started.
Yeah, I assume so, yeah.